Daily Light, August the 22nd, morning. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbour. You were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. Christ will be honoured in my body, whether by life or death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in this flesh, that means fruitful labour for me. Yet, which shall I choose? I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is far better. Through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. Romans 14, verses 7 and 8. And 1 Corinthians 10, 24. 1 Corinthians 6, 20. Philippians 1, 20 to 23. Galatians 2, 19 to 20. Daily Light, August the 22nd, evening. God gave Solomon breadth of mind like the sand on the seashore. Behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Prince of Peace. One will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. The love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, the unsearchable riches of Christ. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God gave Solomon breadth of mind like the sand on the seashore. 1 Kings 4:29 and Matthew 12:42, Isaiah 9:6, Romans 5:7 and 8, Philippians 2:6 to 8, Ephesians 3:19, 1 Corinthians 1:24, Colossians 2:3, Ephesians 3:8, and 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30.